This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Jane Glicksman. Jane, how are you?
I'm very well. How about yourself?
Great. Jane, how are you involved with digital asset management?
Well, I manage the day-to-day operations of our dam, which currently contains about 75,000 rare film stills and portraits, film posters, drawings, and other photographs documenting the first Academy Awards ceremony in 1927 to the present. I developed our metadata schema and data input guidelines, and in addition to overseeing all cataloging, I train new users, troubleshoot, and assist in finding and retrieving assets, and work on the ongoing development of the digital repository. And right now, actually, we're doing quite a bit of troubleshooting because we're trying to install some hot fixes, and there's a lot of testing and QA in managing a day-to-day dams. I oversaw the initial implementation of our dam in 2005 and have gone through two upgrades and a complete system migration in 2009.
How does an organization focused on the film industry use digital asset management?
Well, the Academy is an honorary membership organization dedicated to the advancement of the art and science of motion pictures. And our dam supports the Academy's mission to preserve the history of motion pictures, and to educate the public about the art and science of movie making, and also to inspire filmmakers and the public through educational programs. Our dam provides the content for screenings and exhibitions, lecture series, and other programs, the website, and internally for publicity and marketing, and of course the Academy Awards show. The dam is also available to film scholars and publishers and students and to the general public at our public access stations in the Margaret Herrick Library.
And what advice would you like to share with dam professionals and people aspiring to become dam professionals?
I would say hone your project management skills, develop your good listening skills, and understand and expect that your dam will evolve as it becomes more integrated into different business areas in your institution, and anticipate the needs of your users, whose interaction will most definitely evolve as well. You'll find that, at least I did anyway, that in addition to project management skills and understanding of metadata, you'll need to successfully enlist others to foster collaboration between teams, to improve systems, and to demonstrate the value of DAM. Socializing and maintaining DAM and providing value is an ongoing process. It's incumbent upon anybody who's managing DAM to really understand the technology of the product. You may not be an engineer or a programmer, but I think that you really should understand how things work and how they're structured so that you can, first of all, choose a vendor that best suits your requirements, and also to manage the expectations of your users. You know, people want everything. They want a system to do everything in the world, and you're really there to manage their expectations and yet provide as much value as you can. And so understanding, every vendor has its limitations, every system has its limitations, but knowing going in will at least allow you to develop something that best suits your particular institution. I always hear about people talking about metadata, mm-hmm. search, and I think that's really important, mm-hmm. understanding your business and not trying to, when it comes to metadata, force mm-hmm. a schema on your business. You really have to understand and be flexible, and also be prepared to change things. If you are already using DAM, I think you'll find as time goes by that your needs change, your workflows change, and hopefully that you'll be flexible enough to meet those challenges, and hopefully your vendor will be able to facilitate that.
Well, thanks, Jane.
Well, you're very welcome.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another DAM podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.